In this bulletin, a coronavirus cluster in Sydney's northern beaches increases to 17. French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for COVID-19. And Russia's four-year ban from global sports halved. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Health authorities are trying to work out the source of a new coronavirus cluster that's grown to 17 people in Sydney's northern beaches. Residents of the peninsula have been asked to stay at home for the next 3 days while more testing is done. The confirmed cases appear to be linked through public venues, but the source of infection is still unknown. New South Wales Health spokesman Dr. Jeremy McInulty says residents should follow authorities' advice.
We're asking people in the Northern Beaches area to take the following steps. Work from home and remain at home as much as possible. Don't visit friends or relatives in aged care facilities or hospitals unless essential. Avoid unnecessary gatherings. Keep to your household group. Avoid visiting high-risk venues, including clubs, restaurants, places of worship and gyms, and avoid unnecessary travel outside the Northern Beaches area.
Most states and territories have issued new public health advice in light of the outbreak. People from New South Wales who travel to Western Australia are now required to quarantine for 14 days on arrival, while Tasmania will refuse entry to anyone who has been to Sydney's Northern Beaches in the past week. The area has been declared a hotspot in the Northern Territory, with any travellers from the region required to undertake 14 days quarantine in Alice Springs or Darwin. Anyone who has been to Sydney's Northern Beaches since the 11th of December and arrives in Queensland after 1 a.m. tomorrow must go into hotel quarantine at their own expense. And Victoria and the ACT are urging people who've visited the region to get tested immediately and self-isolate. Overseas, and several European leaders are self-isolating after French President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for COVID-19. It's not yet known how Mr. Macron caught the virus, but his office says contact tracing is underway. The French president attended a number of high-profile events in recent days, including a European Union summit in Brussels. European Council Chief Charles Michel, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and OECD Secretary-General Angel Gurría are all self-isolating after meeting President Macron this week. Mr. Macron will self-isolate for 7 days and will work remotely. Fiji has declared a 30-day state of natural disaster as Cyclone Yasa lashes its islands. The country also imposed a nationwide curfew, as it's estimated around 90% of Fiji's population lives in the path of the cyclone. Electricity has been cut off in the capital of Suva, as the cyclone is expected to hit the two main islands today. Cyclone Yasa is forecast to bring storm surges as high as 16 metres and strong winds of up to 250 kilometres per hour. To sport, and Russia won't be able to use its name, flag or anthem at the next two Olympics, nor at any World Championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database in Moscow. WADA President Vitold Banka says Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as World Championships, including the World Cup in Qatar, if they're not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests.
This sends a clear message that the institutionalized cheating and concerted efforts to subvert the global anti-doping system will not be tolerated.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 32, cloud clearing in Adelaide and 23, possible early drizzle in Melbourne and 19, showers in Hobart and 18, a possible shower in Canberra, 29, showers and a possible storm in Wollongong, 33, much the same in Sydney, also 33, Showers and a possible storm in Newcastle, 34. A shower or two in Brisbane, 30. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 33. And showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.